Okay.
First thing on the agenda, we have an approval of the July financial.
I make a motion that we approve the financial report from July.
I'm second.
Mr. Vaughn?
I'll say.
Ms. Gross?
Yes.
Ms. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Scott?
Yes.
Mayor Graham?
Yes. The second thing on the agenda is going to be some quotes, or how many, some quotes in here. Air compressor. For the fire department.
Do we have a quote?
Yes. There's one quote for $890.92. Is this all one quote?
No, there's three different quotes.
Okay. Same price?
No.
You got five, was that the same price on?
Yeah, two of them were really close, a couple dollars off.
Oh, okay. And then we got another one for the same, I guess the same air compressor or whatever.
Yeah, all three for the same air compressor.
I think it's $1,900 for a two-stage compressor.
No.
I'll take the two-stage compressor one, but I looked at.
No, $1,600. It's the same depth model. I just don't drag this.
I'm only saying two, I mean.
I see 14.
Oh, I see it.
You see 14.
I see 1609, $1,979, and $890. Am I looking at the right three things? $890.
Times two, and then one for $1,609.74.
Times two.
Yeah, there's two quotes for $890.92.
Yeah.
One from Home Depot, one from Amazon.
Right.
And then there's one from Granger, which is $1,609.74.
Okay. I was okay. I was looking at one for $1,979.
And the one, you said Amazon had one the same price?
Amazon and Home Depot, the same price.
Both of them shipped free?
Yeah.
Okay. 30-day refund replacement. So, which one do you prefer to order from?
So on these, all three are the same model compressor, just different.
I'm talking about Amazon and Home Depot. Did you say they had this?
Do we have an account with either one of them?
Home Depot.
So I know at home, I use Lowe's personally, and I get a 5% discount, so you may be able to have an account and get a discount at Home Depot.
You have Amazon?
Yes.
Okay.
Does that include shipping?
Yeah, shipping free.
Dino, how long have we been without a compressor?
23.
Well, my compressor's been up there since 23. I brought it back to my house last month.
Okay, so you've had one to use?
Mine.
You've had one to use?
My personal one, yes.
This, look, this here, $890.92. And they could deliver it on the 27th. And that is the. Did you Keith said we have an account with Home Depot and Amazon.
I know we do Amazon.
Amazon, okay.
We do Home Depot.
Okay. I make a motion that we purchase for the fire department, that fund would come from the fire department account. Air compressor for $890.92.
Where's that from?
Amazon, from Amazon.
Second. Mr. Vaughn?
Yes.
Mr. Burris?
Yes.
Stevens? Stevens?
Yes.
Mr. Scott?
Yes.
Mayor Grant?
Pay attention.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm weak.
The next thing on the agenda is gonna be the bill for the PD dirt work. And I think, I just handed everybody, it broke down, how long is this? I got that. So, and I'm gonna ask a question about, I'm gonna make sure I get it right. The itemized breakdown list is more than the quote that I was given, that we had at a meeting the other night, so.
Yes.
Okay, so you're not charging, you're not charging what the itemized list was, you're charging.
Yes.
Okay. That's what, that's, that was the question I had. I don't have any more questions.
So which one?
Anybody else have a floor?
Which one are you talking about, Terrence, that you won't pay for?
The 75 ones.
75.
He said the breakdown list was bad on, that was the breakdown, that's what, this is the way he got the 75, the 75.
75.
I got a question to start with. We've got June the 16th, you give us a quote for 70, the original one was 20. June the 16th.
No, that was in February.
Yeah, $20,000.
Yes, February.
Yeah, June the 16th.
That was the original.
June the 16th, you give us one.
For $17,500.
That was the second one for the $17,500. That's the one, says City of Cedar Bluff, Alabama, project at City Hall, 145 feet of 15-inch pipe with two catch basins and eight-inch curb on three walls, $17,500.
Yes.
Did you do any of that?
No, I could not, because she told me I could only get paid if I did exactly what was on that contract. And nobody looked to see that the curb was already on the building, so I can't put it on there.
Did you not look at it before you gave us the bid?
You gave.
I said the curb had been there for how many years?
The numbers that I gave what was passed to me a bid.
Well, why would somebody give him a?
Why would they write it up if it was already there?
If it was already there.
Did you not look at it yourself?
Yeah, I looked at it.
So why did you not put it?
All I'm asking is, did you do any of this?
I didn't grade it, no.
Okay, all you did was grade it?
Yes.
Okay. And once you realized this was there, how many days in was it? Best I remember, it was the second day.
No.
How many days?
I don't remember exactly the days, I've counted the days I was in there, I didn't keep an itemized list of each day that I was there. When you saw the curb there, you told me to put it back in there, we could go around.
The last time I talked to you, you said you would put the curb in, you said that's what you wanted.
It wouldn't work, when I tried to work, I'm not gonna do it.
Understand that.
Okay.
Last time you talked to me, you said, if you want the curb there, that's what I'll do.
You said I was only gonna get paid.
And the next thing I heard about it, period, was Terrence is mad, told Loretta he didn't get paid. I didn't even know you gave us a bill. I came to town hall and said, has Terrence gave us a bill? And they said, yes, for $7,500. The only conversation before that I had with you were, other than on the phone, you said, I can't do this, it's not right.
I know it was not gonna work. And you said the only way I could get paid is if I filled.
No, I don't think that when Tammy told you that.
No, you and I were out there talking.
I told you that.
Okay, let's go to this bill that he, this is the word.
Whoa, let's finish what we're talking about. Let's understand exactly how this all came about. Well, it's not his paper. Called me out there two different times, three different times, whatever, and every time I talked with you, I said, unless it's done by this contract, and you put in this amount of curbing and this amount of labor, we're gonna have to have another meeting, and you need to run it by Tammy before you do anything. Every time I talk to you. So, that was what I said.
Who was the building inspector overlooking this? I don't remember the big one. Who was the building inspector? Since everybody's finding somebody else involved, who was the inspector over this?
I don't know who was inspector over it. All I know was he was given the project to do. It shouldn't have had to been inspected till it was finished. I mean, what were we supposed to do?
We shouldn't have been bidding on something that was already there either.
You did a bid. Three people did a bid.
And I could not get it was already there. I didn't know it till I got it dug out and found it.
Okay, so you moved the dirt around.
So you didn't find the concrete till you moved the dirt.
Exactly. The rocks had it piled up. The water was at the top of it getting in there.
You didn't do the contract. You feel like you're owed for moving the dirt.
What was the contract? I never saw a contract.
What do you call a contract?
The bid.
The bid sheet. The bid sheet that you used.
Okay, it keeps saying contract.
Well, the deal was, when we sat here and voted on it that night, and everybody in here voted for it, said that he would follow the specifications.
We didn't say he could. I didn't sure say did. He would follow.
That's why we need to record these
okay.
meetings.
Okay. Now, it didn't say...
We presented these specifications. Sammy Akery drew
so up. So I think that what happened is...
Sammy's got the license to draw those up.
What's that got to do with what you did?
It's not right, it wasn't possible to do it.
What has that got to do with what you did?
It's not possible to do what was drawn up. That's okay. What it is.
We're right to the same point. You're owed for moving dirt around. So now we got to decide, are you owed that, number one, if everybody agrees? Number two, how much?
Well, we can't put a price on. We don't know how, if he rented a tractor, we can't put a price on what he rented a tractor for.
Okay.
We can't put a price.
Yes, he did. He's got a price on this one.
That's what I'm saying. He got a price. He knows what he rented for. We don't know. I mean, I can assume because my husband's in the same business.
Right here.
And I know when he take a tractor out, I know what he do for an hour. And if it don't take him for 15 minutes, he going to get paid for 3 hours. He's not putting that up.
So we
cannot put a price on what somebody rented him a tractor for. We can't put a price on.
We shouldn't.
We asked him to do a job. He rented the tractor to do the job, and we need to pay him for the work that he's done. We need to pay him so he can pay the people that he rented it from.
You don't need to help me. Yeah, I'm sitting here listening to all the stuff.
Well, it seemed like you were questioning his qualifications.
So we need to just take a
you questioned his qualifications.
No, I didn't.
And his integrity, too, is what you're questioning.
No,
he's done work for this city. Who are you talking to?
You
don't tell me to shut up.
Please shut up.
Well, you don't tell me to shut up.
What we're gonna have to do right here is we're just gonna vote. I mean, that's just what we're gonna do.
I don't think you take a vote without finishing the discussion and give it.
Exactly what took place.
I mean,
we've already discussed this over and over again. I mean, how many times are we gonna discuss it?
Well, I didn't know we finished the discussion. All I heard was somebody yelling.
It was discussed last night. It's been discussed
before that.
It's been discussed. It was discussed last night. If you look at the minute, you will see that it was tabled. So it was discussed. You couldn't table it. It wasn't discussed.
You mean Monday night?
Whatever night it was.
You
It was tabled, so it was discussed. You don't table nothing, you don't discuss.
Okay. Is anybody else even questions the amount of work that's been done and what anybody else would charge? Because I've had two people out here.
And I have my husband that does this kind of work. He come out here and look.
Calm, if you let me finish and then you can do the other part.
Yeah, you go ahead.
One of them said the max he would pay for that was $1,000. And the other one said $3,000. So, and if you go out, if anybody want to go out there, we can all go look at this parking lot and see, and you got pictures of it before and you can look at it now.
He left before he could finish it.
Oh, it's level now?
Yeah, because somebody else came in and done it. So, if it's level now, it's because somebody else done it.
Ain't nobody been there.
Well, how's it level now?
Ain't nobody been there since he been there.
Well, how's it level then?
It's not, it's been when the
Well, he, Jack just said it was level.
When Terrence left it, it's left exactly what it was when he left it, the day I found out he quit. So it hasn't been touched. The only thing we touched out there, we put in the sewer when we had to have the sewer tank. Other than that, there's nothing else been done.
Well, he just said it was level.
Well, it's,
okay, well, that,
it's left where it's
we can still go look at it, whether it's level or not.
Yeah,
it's that important, but I would tell you, make a motion with somebody beside what they
want. Well, Terrence did the
work. Let me say this. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
If Terrence did the work, then Terrence needs to be paid. Now, how to come about with an amount, I don't know, but he does need to be paid for his work.
Yeah.
So, I'm not saying that he should not get something for that. I would say legally, we don't owe him anything. I would say, I would say we're obligated to give him something for moving that dirt around. We're definitely not liable. I mean, we're probably, I'll tell you this, we're probably more liable if the citizens of this town, after them lawsuits we've got, I don't know, 4 or 5 right now, it's so easy to do. As a citizen of this town, if you pay out $700 to $600 for doing something that wasn't bid on, and no matter how long you had machinery out there, or how long you did that, you're spending tax, you're giving the taxpayers dollars, you're just handing it to them. I mean, anybody that wants to make a bid and come in here and say, I'm going to do that, and then they don't do anything on it and bring you a bill, you're just supposed to pay. I don't think an individual would do that if it was on your property and you're the one that dealt with it. We should be treating this like it's our money, because it is.
It's the town's money.
No, it's the citizens' money.
Well, yes, the citizens is the town. I mean, it's not my money, it's not your money. I mean,
but I'm trying to treat
but
it like
we pay in taxes. We all are paying taxes. So it's all our money. But if we sit in here, we voted to Terrence, we voted that he did the work. The work that he did, the first thing was $17,000, was what the bid was. The work that he's done, total $11,920. He didn't, what is he asking for? $7,000. He's not asking for the $11,920. He's asking for $7,750.
Is this what you pay?
And this is
all
this,
the stuff that you rented.
Just itemized list of what the real price of it, yes.
This one.
Yeah, the itemized list, but yeah, the $7,500 was what I was trying to get what I've done out here.
Why did we not get the itemized list before we got this?
Because you didn't ask for the itemized list.
I still haven't asked for one. I don't understand why you.
Well, somebody asked for one last night.
Angela asked for that.
Last night, asked for the Monday night. The list was.
Angela's the one that asked for the itemized list, and I called him and said she wants the itemized list, and he brought it today and gave it right here.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm going to say this. Most contractors, if they're not sure they're going to get paid and they say they're not going to finish the job, not going to leave a piece of equipment out there for 22 days.
Well, most people get it prepared before they get here. When were the utilities called in? I was told I could
start.
But I didn't get to start because they were not located. I had to wait. The tractor's sick because they were waiting. There was not built for 22 days. That was 14 days itemized for that.
So you've done this all your life, but you brought the equipment out here knowing.
Because I was told it was ready to go. No, I was told it was ready to go when I was awarded the bid.
Told by who?
When I was awarded the bid. No one said that I need to wait till.
Told by whom told you that?
Who called and told you that you had to
start on this project?
That's what we voted on.
What the vote was?
Well, that's not what you said. You said someone told you to start on. Let's vote. I don't care. Let's go. I mean, we're not.
I make a motion that we pay Terrence Dixon $7,500 for the work that he did out here on the building. And this money would come from Jim's on.
What's it coming from?
Huh?
Wherever went the other one. She's not here for me. That's for where it was coming from. Thank you, Captain. General fund.
Jim's on.
I don't know. I can tell you that. Give me something here.
I make a motion that we pay Mr. Dixon $7,500 for the work that he's done and the money will come from the general fund.
I second.
Mr. Brown?
No.
Mr. Harris?
Abstain.
Ms. Higgins?
Yes.
Yes.
Mayor Frank?
Yes.
Next thing I'm gonna do, I'm gonna retire for Andrew 61.
Submit a bid for four tires for Andrew 61 from Three Tire, Air from OK Tire. OK Tire had to lower price by $900 roughly. $2,387 at OK Tire. And it was $3,212 at Three Tire for the same tire at both places. So.
This is a picture of the tires that's on there, man.
Yes.
Wow.
I got one question. Just out of curiosity. Did these tires wear out since Monday night or tonight?
We submitted the request.
I mean, why didn't we have them on the
case? We submitted the request July 14th.
Did what?
We submitted the request July 14th.
July 14th. But you knew it had to come on the agenda, I'm assuming everybody does. But you submitted it where? Well, I haven't seen it. There again, I haven't seen it.
I turned it up for you.
Will you turn it in?
Okay, don't get on the fence. The paper's been turned in.
I just asked a simple question.
We can't help it.
Why do y'all get off defensive? I asked a simple question.
Wow.
Simple.
Okay, you turned it in July the 14th. All I'm telling you, as usual, this is the first I've heard of it. And we had a regular meeting and somebody could have been on the agenda. Ask the question. I'm sure you're going to get your tires. If you need the tires, it would have been a lot simpler just to do it. Just like the engine for that truck.
I thought it was on the agenda for Monday, but it wasn't. And then by the time we got done bickering back and forth about the motor, I forgot about the tires.
I didn't want to ask for the tires because they're all set up.
Before that, it was about tires.
But I tell you one thing. Paper for the tires, it was already, it's in there.
Tammy, you couldn't approve them getting the tires? Could you not approve them without?
Great, what is $3,000?
Without
a tire, I'm good. I mean, like,
I mean, how much of that mall you could... This is $2,387.12. Is that the, that's the lowest bid?
Yes.
And that's, you said that's okay, Tyler?
Okay, Tyler, sorry.
I think we got a bid from Derek's too.
Derek's high, Derek's 36.
It was high, it's not, but they just say lowest bids we got.
Is this first one from Okay Tire?
So, one has a picture of the tires from Okay Tire.
That's the lowest, and they have money in their account, yeah.
I make a motion that we spend $2,387.12 from the fire department's account for... Four tires from Okay Tire.
What's that?
Brown?
Yes.
Ms. Burke?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Scott? Mayor Frank?
Yes.
Next thing, Jen, I've got made the discussion from the engine for the brush truck. And I think Jack brought in another bid today, and I think they got another bid, so I think we got three bids for them. We got three, four bids.
Have you got one lower than the original, the 10-7? You don't have one lower than that 10-7, huh?
No.
10-5, 10? 10-5-50?
The one I got was for $11,924. Let me tell you this, I went down, the diesel on me, talked to those folks. And I'm gonna say this, that truck was, in their words, burned up, cooked the engine for part of July. They also said it'd be real hard to burn an engine up like that. Just for everybody's information, maybe we need to take better care of the equipment, do more maintenance. But even that, it was in July, nobody on this council heard about it. Until August the 11th, they sent you an estimate on July the 30th, which was 12, 13 days, that nobody knew about it. So the last thing on our meeting Monday night, oh, we got an estimate. I don't know of anybody in here that wouldn't be suspicious what is going on 10 minutes before meeting's over. Oh, yeah, we've got one estimate. Truck's been down for a month, but we gotta have it tomorrow. Anyway, I talked to those folks. If anybody doesn't know it, I've been in automotive business for 40 years. I know a little bit about it. I don't know how to do it myself, but I got a lot of information. Those guys know what they're doing. It was obvious. They told me exactly what was going on. They did say they could probably have it in 2 weeks as soon as we let them know. I talked to a guy with Peterbilt in Rome that said the estimate looked solid to him. That was a good price on the engine. He said, if anything, the labor should be higher. I'm gonna make a motion that we get the truck fixed out of us. I don't know which money would come out of. Karen, do you know? I guess it would come out of fire department fund. I don't guess it would come out of my maintenance.
So, Rick, you're wanting the original?
The original one, the other night, yes.
The rate, we had two from last month. Which one are you wanting?
That's number eight.
We don't want the used one, I'm sorry. The used one, we're just asking for more trouble.
Okay, so you're wanting the remand,
yes. And Mr. Witt suggested that we make sure what they're gonna do, all of our Exxon parts will fit on that since it's a 2005, and they assured me that they would, and that they're also seem to be in pretty good shape. You don't ever know when you start bolting those parts back on.
So they're gonna add it on to the thing?
This should include everything. You don't ever know if it's gonna need a new blower or something like that on it to.
Is that with towing?
Going in?
Towing. They mentioned towing Monday night. Is that?
Yeah, they said it has not been moved. It's in the same place.
So it's gonna have to be towed or?
No, it's already there. It's already, that's included.
It's there.
It's already there. That one is here.
Make a motion that we pay the fire department fund $10,550 for reman engine installation to diesels only of Piedmont, Alabama.
Brown?
Yes.
Ms. Curtis?
Yes.
Ms. Higgins?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Mayor Frank?
Yes. Next thing on the agenda is gonna be pay increase for Jean.
She has a payroll in an open forum.
Why now?
It needs to be an executive session.
It could be an executive session.
Yeah, I.
Sorry.
That's all it's just.
I make a motion that we go into executive session.
And where we're turned?
And at 3 or 4?
Where we're turned?